Vidalia police officer Daniel Lloyd resigns after being charged with DWI following a two-car crash on US 84. Lloyd was the only one injured in the crash Wednesday evening, and he was off duty at the time. He is charged with a DWI first offense count. The crash happened on 84 at Westside Drive, less than a mile from the police department. The first long-range forecast for the upcoming hurricane season is encouraging.
Over the last several years, researchers at Colorado State University have been predicting active hurricane seasons, but this year, they're forecasting a somewhat below-average 2026 hurricane season.
The largest factor has to do with El Nino.
That's Chandler Jenkins, a member of the CSU forecast team, who says an El Nino in the Pacific produces wind shear.
That makes conditions more hostile for them to form out in the Atlantic.
Jenkins says there are 13 storms, 6 hurricanes, and 2 major hurricanes, so don't let your guard down.
It only takes one storm to make it a busy season for you.
I'm Colleen Crane.
Amazon announces plans to invest an additional $12 billion in central Mississippi. This latest announcement includes a planned $11 billion expansion to the company's existing data center operations in Madison County. Officials say the project will create 700 new jobs. The announcement also includes a new planned $1 billion project in Clinton that will create 100 jobs. Officials say the total planned capital investment by Amazon in the state is $25 billion. The company expects to create more than 2,000 jobs. Fuel prices continue to climb with no end in sight.
The average price of fuel in Louisiana is soaring into the stratosphere.
For gasoline, $3.78 a gallon. Diesel averaging now $5.32 a gallon.
In fact, GasBuddy.com petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says diesel's average is approaching record territory.
The record high for diesel was about $5.36 a gallon back in 2022.
Now, all this can be directly blamed on the U.S.'s military action against Iran, which in turn closed off the Strait of Hormuz. DeHaan says unless that comes to an end very soon, this will have a devastating impact on the economy this summer. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is at 28.29 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.